right. Well, today, I'm going to be supercharged. Who here wants to be supercharged? Woo, supercharged in the Lord? Man, that's not a lot, really? Okay, I want to be supercharged. And so I've been speaking on here, you know, so as elders, pastors, we've been working on, you know, what does God say about, you know, and then there's all these different subjects and we've talked about. And today, I've been speaking on like all our senses, how our Lord communicates to us through our senses. You know, it says that his thoughts for us are as numerous as the sand on the seashore. And there's, you know, billions of thoughts. I did the math one day and it was like a billion thoughts for us at any moment. And so he's always communicating to us. And we have our senses, you know, we can see, and the Lord uses that, our inner sight, through our normal sight, and then in the heavenlies, and then our ears, he works through those, we can hear that, and we talked about, like, feeling and smell and all that. That's good. There's even, like, that sixth sense or knowing. Sometimes people just know, like, for example, if you're a mom, you just know if your kid's doing something. I remember when I was a kid and I was not doing what I was supposed to, which was usually the case. My mom knew, just like she knew I was up to no good. Just the way moms were. And you couldn't fool her. And so we get that too from the Lord. So there's all these different senses, but when we combine them together and pair them, we get supercharged. We get like the communication and the benefits and everything just goes whew, like through the roof. And we're going to see that. But first, we need to talk about kind of where we're at when we're not with the Lord. And I call this the blockade. So if my pointer works here, you can see this guy can't really hear very well. And she can't see very well. But God talks about this. And the Lord talks about it in Isaiah 6:10, and he says the exact same thing just about in Matthew 13:15. So I think he's probably pretty serious. Isaiah 6:10 says, "Make the heart of this people callous, make the ears dull, and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed." Jesus says it in Matthew 13:15, "For this people's heart has been calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have their eyes, they're closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and in turn, I would heal them." So this is like a really important thing. Like there is this blockade out there that when we don't have the Lord in our heart, we don't get to hear his voice. We don't get to see what he wants to show us. And it's kind of like walking around just blind and deaf. Anybody seen the movie, the story of Helen Keller? She was blind and deaf. And she was working with her teacher, Annie Sullivan, and there was this famous scene with water. And Annie Sullivan's, like, because Helen Keller was just completely misbehaved because everybody catered to her. And she was teaching her water, and she was going and doing the hand signals, hand sign language for water. And she got it. And it was like a huge breakthrough. That's like us. We've got this blockade. When we don't have Jesus in our heart, we don't have the Holy Spirit, it's just like our hearts are calloused. It's like being underwater and trying to look at the sky and things. And it's pitiful because the Lord's voice could heal us. Who here has like infirmities? Who here has things that aren't quite right? Like everybody in the whole world, like even when you're born. And what Jesus is saying is, if you would just listen to me, I would heal you. Now we get partial healings all the time, but the ultimate healing is when we go to heaven. And because we're still under the curse, you know, you may get healed for something, but then it's just, everything's still degrading until you die and go to heaven. That is the ultimate healing. But so there's this blockade that's out there. Isaiah 59:1-2 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that you will not hear." So we when we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts, that's great. That's step one, so that we can communicate, and we'll find out, we'll kind of go over why that is. But when we sin, we just shut off the communication. We shut off the seeing. We shut off, you know, hearing his thoughts for us. And so it's really important to have a pure heart to confess our sins, because he takes them away just like this, because he wants to talk to us all the time. Okay, so there's a great pairing. You see that in the blockade verses in Isaiah and Matthew, the great pairing, seeing and hearing. All right, let's keep going. So let's start. So we got the problem statement down. Let's kind of start where we were. And I kind of picked Exodus, or actually Deuteronomy, when with Israel in the wilderness, and they just got delivered from the hand of Pharaoh, and they're there at Mount Sinai, also Mount Horeb. And Deuteronomy 18:16 kind of sums it up best. Starting verse 16, according to all you desire for the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire anymore, lest I die. Verse 18, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among the brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I commanded. So in the Old Testament, before the Holy Spirit, when people got a glimpse of the Lord, they're like, we can't handle it. You are so holy and our sins are so dark that we can't even stand to be in your presence. It's just too powerful. Remember when Peter, when the Lord got the big fish catch, and Peter came up to him and said, come, go away from me, Lord, for I am not worthy to have you. I mean, our first response when we see the Lord without the Holy Spirit is we say, we need somebody else. First, like this, okay, we just go. But also, like, can you just pick somebody else to do this for us? Can you get a prophet for us? And so the Lord was gracious. He raised up prophets. He literally had to raise them up to be able to communicate with the Lord. We see that in Isaiah, Samuel, Hosea, Daniel. We'll cover Daniel a lot, where he would take prophets and he would show them things and they would hear in that pairing. And so then they would communicate to the people with that. But there's good news. Everybody has the ability to see and hear. I was like looking for non-copyrighted stuff, and I found a Picasso. I was like, okay, let's do that one. So kind of the weird eyes and nose and stuff. Proverbs 20, verse 12 says, the hearing hear and the seeing see, the Lord has made them both. So guess what? We all have been created, no matter who you are on this planet, what your IQ is, how smart you are, what your physical abilities are. Everybody on the earth is made to hear and see. There's no excuses. And so it's just us, when the Lord talks about having a calloused heart. Like, I look at my hands and there's calluses on those. Calluses, it's hard. It's not feeling. That's a blockade. But he has made it all. And you know, we can remove these calluses very easily with just going to the Lord and confessing our sins. You know, I work in the semiconductor world, and a boss of mine many years ago, he was colorblind. And I didn't really know what that meant. And then when I found out, it's like you can't really see reds, and there's greens, and everything looks like brown. Like everything, it's like red looks like brown, and green is not right. And when I found that out, I went up to him and I said, Brad, how did you function in this world with all these graphs and data presentations? People were presenting this and being colorblind. I mean, how in the world in the sciences could you do that? And I was just shocked. And it's kind of like us. Like, can you imagine not having the Lord and trying to go through life? I mean, you have the devil and all his minions and lies just saying all this stuff that is completely not true. And then you've got people out there just saying things that are a lot of times completely not true. Can you imagine going through life without having the Holy Spirit guiding you in truth and say, yeah, don't put your hand on that stove. It's hot. You will get hurt. Meanwhile, the devil's like, oh, it's good. It's really not a stove. It's like a refrigerator. You know, it's like, that's what he does. He just constantly lies. And then you burn your hand and you're like, oh, that's a stove. And you go, oh, it's a stove now. But it was a refrigerator. I mean, he's just lying all the time. So he has designed us to the Lord has designed us to see and hear. Okay. So the appearance of Jesus changed everything. In Matthew 13:13, it says, therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Luke 10:24, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. So when Jesus came on the scene, like I said, it really changed everything, to hear from the Lord directly. Because he's still God, but he put on the human suit and became fully human, fully man, but also fully God. And it's a mystery. We don't know, but it was because God is so powerful and awesome and just completely uncontainable that he made himself presentable that people could handle it. And he would speak to them directly, but when he spoke to them in parables, a parable is actually a riddle, and this was a sign of judgment that he was speaking to them plainly, and some of the Jewish authorities would challenge him. They were always trying to kill him. They were always like, because he would claim to be the Son of God, and he would speak to them in these parables, which is a riddle, because they wouldn't hear, even though they had ears, and they wouldn't see, even though he was God. And so he changed everything. And of course, he bridged that the blockade. So he was, you know, the calls him the firstborn of creation. He blasted through he created that beachhead for us to bridge that gap between God and man. But then he did something even more amazing on Pentecost, and that was send the Holy Spirit. And that's what really changed everything, because we have the Lord and we have his words and we have the Bible and we can read that. And that's super important. And we'll find out even a minute, why that's so important. But he sent the most amazing gift to us, which is the Holy Spirit, which restored completely that communication with the Lord to where we can go to him directly. We could literally go into the throne room of God, go into the third heaven, and talk to the Lord, and we could handle it. Before, in the Old Testament, when the prophets went up to heaven, the Lord would do things like give them a coal and give it to them and do their sin away. And so the Lord restored this and this outpouring of the Holy Spirit on all flesh. Acts 2:33 says, then they appeared to them, divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each other. So the apostles began to witness what they have seen and heard and handled in the kingdom realm. 1 John 1:3 says that we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. So before they had to have prophets, now we can communicate directly. And so this really changed everything. So why do we need to hear from the Lord? Ephesians 4, 16 through 19 says, for whom the whole body joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for edifying of itself in the Lord. Thus I say, therefore, testify to the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, having given themselves over to lewdness, to working all uncleanliness with greediness. Okay, that was a lot. But one reason, well, there's a lot more, that we need to hear and see from the Lord is, you can, I don't know if you can see that this kind of bright, and this is not a great graphic, but this is Jesus, and then there's all these people in there. And so Jesus is the head of the church, and we're his members. So the Lord needs to be able to communicate with us because we're his body. And he needs to, and he wants to tell us things. He's like, hey, don't touch that stove, it's hot. Or, hey, I need you to witness to so-and-so. So as the Lord, which is the head of the church, he's got things for us to do. And so he needs to communicate with us. And the way that this is really amplified is both seeing and hearing. So that's number one. Number two is it helps our witness. It's huge. When we see and hear, our witness to other people is dramatically increased a lot. Okay. So if the Bible places such an importance on this pairing, we should understand why. And I was trying to figure, okay, so why is this? We talked about the witness. We talked about the Lord wanting to communicate with his body, which is us, the church. But then I ran across Daniel 7, 15 through 16. And so this is where Daniel gets the vision of the four kingdoms, the four beasts. And they're out there, the ram and the bear and all that. And so in verse 15, it says, I, Daniel, was troubled in spirit, and the visions that passed through my mind disturbed me. And I approached one of those standing there, that's the angel Gabriel, and asked him the meaning of all this. So he told me and gave me the interpretation of things, of these things. So when we both see and hear, if we just see things, there can be, in this case, Daniel was disturbed. And this is like the result of sin. And these were not, but then when the Lord sent his angel and told him about it, he became comforted. He needed to both see and hear to clarify of what he saw. So he saw something, but he needed to hear the Lord on what was the interpretation. So let's see. Okay, I already wrote that. Okay. So that was one of the main reasons. Okay, the next one is it establishes our testimony. Acts 22:15, for you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. 1 Corinthians 13:1, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And then Job 42:5, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Seeing and hearing allows us to experience something for ourselves that solidifies our testimony within a believer. So what am I saying? Your testimony is more powerful when you not only see and hear. So those pairings are vital. And what's our testimony for? Our testimony is our witness to what God is doing in our life, so that we can help others. That's what it's all about. When we say testimony, that's the spirit of prophecy, which is the spirit of the Lord. And that means do it again. Like if there's a healing in our lives, if there's a situation that the Lord has delivered you from, what we're saying is do it again, Lord. Not just for me, but I want you to others to see this, to brag on Jesus the way he does. And why is that important? Because it opens up the communication for them too. And then they get healed. Because by his voice, we are healed. Okay. I think this is the last slide. Okay. Hearing is the gateway to faith. This is really important. Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Job 13:1 says, behold, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understand. So pairing receptors gives clarity and context of what's happening, And when we pair both seeing and hearing, it gives both greater context and clarity of what we're receiving, as well as the witness within us that we become a testimony. So that's really the big thing that we're looking for. It just helps our testimony. It just brings clarity. It just, like, you know, a good example I can think of is, I probably told a story, but back in 93, there was this huge giant flood in the state of Missouri where I was from. And I was in the National Guard, kind of reserves, and we got called up. And so it was really got a big testimony there that it happened in the summertime, as I was going to college at the time. And so instead of working outside of the military, I was in the military, and I'm throwing sandbags. And I'm on these levees, and we're tossing sandbags, trying to shore up these things. And because the rivers are rising, this was like a historic flood. It was just massive. And in Missouri, there's these huge two, there's lots of rivers. But there's two big ones. There's the Missouri River, and then there's the Mississippi River. And I was on the banks of the Mississippi River in Canton, Missouri. And we're throwing sandbags on these levees. Levee is just like a thing for a dam. It's just like a dam. It's along the side of a river, and if it floods, it's supposed to hold the water. Otherwise, it just floods and just runs water all the way into the plains, and it causes a bunch of damage, kills a bunch of crops, and then recedes. So I'm on this levee tossing sandbags. It's hot. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's summer, Missouri. It's humid. And this guy pulls up, and he's in a four-wheeler, and he's got a bunch of sandbags in the back, on the back here, and then he's hauling something, like a little, not a trailer, but kind of like a cart almost, with a whole bunch of sandbags. He's like, okay, boys, come on over, let's get these. I'm just like, you know, I'm throwing sandbags. I had a good back at the time, and I'm like, man, why don't you, like, get out of your four-wheeler and kind of help us? That'd be nice. So I keep my mouth shut, because that was the Lord. And me and this other dude, we grab the sandbags, and we toss them, and we do our thing. And then my sergeant comes up to me and says, man, that guy's doing pretty good for being paralyzed from the waist down. And I'm like, glad I didn't say anything. Because I'm just thinking, like, this guy's so lazy. And he's literally paralyzed from the waist down out there, running sandbags on his four-wheeler around there. And I was fortunate enough, I was baby Christian at the time, just got saved in basic training, but you know, we don't get a junior Holy Spirit, we get the real deal. And I think that was the Holy Spirit just kind of like, shut up, don't say anything. And so I didn't. But that's like seeing and hearing. That kind of gets you through life. If I would have opened my big mouth and said, wow, you do it yourself, why don't you, you know, like, the guy's paralyzed, come on, Bob. And that's what the Lord does, that pairing of and there's a bunch, like, when I can't smell very well, like, every once in a while it kicks on, but most of the time it's off. And when it does kick on, it's, like, amazing. But, like, going through life, not being able to smell really, it's kind of that's not a good thing. You know, you lose out a lot. You like the taste, I'm sure, because I don't know it. Like, I'm sure my level of taste is just bad. And that's probably, maybe that's a good thing at our house when I'm cooking, but it's not good. And so, like, when it kicks on, it's amazing. And when we get rid of that sin in our life, it's that calloused heart. Like, the communication, all the things that the Lord wants to show us, it's like, boom! It's like going from, remember dial-up? Anybody here old enough for dial-up? Like, remember AOL? You've got mail, you know, where, you know, you get this really slow connection, and then you go to high speed, you're like, whoa, you know, you get movies downloading and then all this stuff. Remember in dial-up, you click on something and it's trying to pull up a picture and you just kind of see the picture slowly forming on the screen. I'm sorry, I'm old. I'm really old on that. And it's the same thing, man. When we pair those together, it's like going from dial-up to like high speed. And that high speed is amazing because it heals us. His voice is so powerful. It heals us. Like, we have, all of us have infirmities. And literally just hearing his voice heals us. Okay. I think I covered everything. Increased communication, synergy, better witness, healing us, super amazing. Get rid of sin in your life and just cultivate his presence. Just love it. Just love talking with him, being with the Lord, just like asking him stupid questions. Like, this morning I was doing memory verses with the Lord, and I would just ask him like ridiculous questions. And you know what? He's so gracious. He'll just like, yeah, that's, he'll give me his answer any kind of in the way he does. But it's amazing. So communication, it's good. All right, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Myself and any of the elders will be up here that would love to pray for you, would love to be an intercessor for you. If there's any healing in your body, if there's a situation in your life that you just want to get prayed over, whatever the case may be, when two or more gather in his name, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And so we claim that. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us high speed versus dial-up. Thank you for just like, instead of like dial-up, literally not even have anything, just being out there wandering around with the devil and all his lies and stuff. Lord, thank you for your truth. Thank you that you have imparted this to us, Lord. I just pray for everybody in this congregation this week, protection from the lies and temptations and schemes and all this craziness the devil and his children are doing right now, Lord. I just pray for an awareness. I pray for healing. I pray for comfort and joy. Just like, let's have fun. I just pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.